Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Sian Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Kiri Pritchard-McLean, who joined us remotely from a farm in North Wales. And this week, Barry Castagnola is producing.
As he does every week. Barry Castagnola is the producer.
He is the producer, but last week he was also the special guest.
True, last week he was... The first 2 weeks he was a special guest, and this week he's just the producer.
He's just the producer.
I mean, not just the producer. I mean
he does more
big,
than that.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
But it's not as big a job as being the producer and being the special guest, yeah. Which is what he does sometimes. Right, we cleared that up.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. Headlines this week. For froth's sake, The Froth includes listener correspondence for the first time, and the results are hashtag total shit.
They're not that bad.
They're pretty bad. Squirrel Askins. Comedian Andy Askins explains why he started making pub-style picnic tables for squirrels. Sweet dreams are made of this. Rapper Drake spends £300,000 on a mattress complete with built-in champagne bar. Rod's dreams are made of piss. Rod spends no pounds on a mattress complete with built-in urine. Urine. Piss. Wee.
Yes, thanks.
Sian considers leaving Rod. And no sex, please, we're daytime TV presenters. TV's Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford in No Sex, Sex Party Shocker. And listeners can't believe what they've heard. Or haven't heard. And those were the headlines. Special guest this week is Kiri Pritchard-McLean, and we will get her on in just a minute. First, before we do, let's have a quick look at any social media.
Yeah, I've been on social media.
What have the listeners got to say? God, what have they got to say for themselves then? I know I'm going to regret this, inviting listeners to get involved. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can, at the Froth Podcast, but...
That's not exactly inviting, is it?
Well, I'm sort of in two minds, really. I keep saying, get in touch at the Froth Podcast, but I know how disappointed it's going to be. Go on, what are they saying?
Well, we've had a few... Well, we've had somebody text us about Pull the Frother One.
That means... We've got a lot of froth-based features on this show. Pull the Frother One is where...
No way did that happen.
Oh, yeah, we don't believe... They either a story they don't believe or a story we don't believe from them.
We've got one from Jojo.
Go on, it.
My trousers fell down in front of my boss,
don't
a man...
It.
Pardon?
Don't believe it. Pull the frother one.
As I walked down the stairs in front of him.
Okay.
So her trousers fell down.
Right. How do you know it's a girl?
It's Jojo.
That could be a man, couldn't it?
No.
Either way, her trousers fell down in front of her boss.
Yep.
Okay. Great. Glad we got this feature going.
Have you ever done
that? Absolute waste of time.
Have you ever seen that?
Of course not.
What do
you
mean?
Didn't happen. Well, it's a perfect candidate for pull the frother one because I don't even believe it.
You don't believe it.
Why would your trousers fall down? It's not a black and white movie.
I was once moving house. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was once moving house and my friend's father, who hasn't who takes himself quite seriously, let's put it that way, and was carrying a wardrobe up the stairs whilst his trousers fell off.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
And it's his one trousers, of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Well, people's trousers falling down is funny.
It's old school.
But I'm not sure I believe it.
It's really old school.
Although it did happen to you, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What else have we got?
Okay, we've got one from John Tomlinson. I went for a cycle and a massive fly flew into my mouth.
Well, the frother one. Who would swallow a fly unless you're an old lady in a nursery rhyme?
A few seconds later, I felt a massive blue bottle climbing up my throat and appeared back in my mouth and promptly flew out of my gob.
Pull the frother one. I don't believe, well, what category did he put that in?
Is I
that,
don't
is
think
that frothing
there is a
hell or froth off or
I'm not even sure if he meant to send this to us.
Froth the love of God. Oh, listen, half the things I've seen, the things you're getting on social media, half of them, I had to reply to somebody and said, I think you want the Environment Agency. I said, hey, get in touch, everybody, at the Froth Podcast, get in touch with the things that you're, you know, frothing at the mouth about. And somebody started going on about the fact that it hadn't rained much and yet there were droughts. And I was like, I think you need the Environment Agency. And they were like, oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, maybe we should be clear that we'd really like amusing stories. Yeah.
Well, although that was quite amusing.
That's quite amusing.
Fly one. I've never heard of a fly climbing back up and flying off. What's the one where people have done things wrong?
Froth-ups.
How do you keep on top of this?
It's not difficult. Froth-ups is when people have done something wrong, a gaffe or a mishap.
Right.
Pull the frother one is when it's something we don't believe. Dave Lee Froth is tales of debauchery.
Oh, my God.
Frothing ventured, frothing gained is when you've taken a risk and it paid off.
You don't remember
froth
what we did.
Froth splatter got no respect.
You don't remember what we did yesterday.
Touching froth is a touching story. I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Did you memorise all of these?
Yeah, that's what I was doing yesterday.
Is it? No, but seriously though, you don't remember like the name of my friends.
I can't remember your name.
Exactly. What? What's my name? Listen
froth.
To this.
Oh no, it's nothing to do with froth.
Angharad Llew says, accidentally poured cat biscuits into my bowl.
Whoa, start again.
What?
The beginning bit, I missed the beginning.
Angharad Llew.
Right, that's what I missed. Angharad Llew.
Angharad.
That's a beautiful Welsh name.
Yes, it's lovely. Accidentally poured cat biscuits into my bowl instead of granola this morning and didn't notice until I took my first mouthful.
Pull the frother one.
Yeah, or
that's not a frother. I don't believe that either.
Why not?
They're a bunch of lying bastards, our listeners. I knew this would happen.
Take that back.
Scum.
Come on.
Blocked.
Take it back.
Just write scum. Ooh, blocked in capitals. Blocked scum and had a llew.
Hang on.
Llew in English is lion, or as I say it, liar. There we go. I sorted that out. Blocked. All right, let's bring in our special guest for this week, who's Kiri Pritchard-McLean. Barry, can you get her on the line? There she is. Hi, Kiri.
Hey, love.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Sean, are you having a wine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're having a little glass of wine, yeah.
It's not a little glass of wine. It's one of those middle-class goldfish bowl ones that you get from John Lou.
It is. It's one of those novelty, can you get a whole wine bottle of wine into a glass? Listen, enough of that. We've got a lot to get through. Check this one out. This is one of the main stories of the week. I have trawled the world for frothy stories from across the globe, so you don't have to. This morning's Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford went to a sex party, but, and I quote, were thrown out before anything happened. That's your first frothy story.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a sex party?
No.
Why did you have to think about it that long? Have you been, Kiri?
Well, that
I'm
was
coming
also
back to that.
I mean, a no that was a yes as well.
Yes, Kiri, yeah.
No, but like, have I been to a party that had sex in it? Or was it advertised as a sex party?
Nobody's asking you if you've been to a party where somebody had sex.
Right, good.
This is a sex party.
Right. I think advertising it is pretty crude.
Okay. Have you ever been to a sex party?
No.
A party where people go...
No.
Mainly.
No.
Right.
No, because sex is something nice that happens if it's a good party. You don't go there for the sex.
I thought you were going to say something nice about me there. And you go, no, sex is something that nice that happens. I thought you were going to say between a married couple.
Between two people who love each other very people, much.
Exactly. Not in a really good party.
It's just a really good party.
Have you ever been to a sex party, Kerry? Feel free. You don't have to answer this, by the way. But you
I haven't,
do.
But Sean and I share an
agent. Oh, hang on.
And
what?
And our agent used to, when she worked in sales, she used to live with her boss and his wife, and they used to have sex parties. And she said that she would make all the snacks. So she said, "I just come sort of whizzing in with a tray of samosas between all these bobbing asses." It's absolutely hilarious. And she talks about like this other world that she used to inhabit. And also, there's a promoter on the Northwest comedy circuit who runs sex parties. And he was once, when I was a very new act, he was at a gig in the audience, and one of the acts asked him, he said, "You run sex parties?" He said, "Do you charge to get in?" And he says, "Yeah, I charge him a fiver, and that gets you nibbles as well." Can you imagine the kind of nibbles you'd have at an orgy?
Oh my God.
For a fiver, all in, including the food.
How much is it to get in if you don't have food?
Do you know what I can't get past, though? I'm a bit upset that I would probably have done gigs for that promoter, having been around a long time in comedy, and I was never invited to any sex parties.
No.
That's one of my beefs.
Yeah, that
my
is.
Second one is, if you were having a sex, if you were asked to do the, if I was asked to do the nibbles for a sex party, right? I think I would go.
They wouldn't ask you, love.
All right.
Not for the nibbles or the sex.
Hypothetical. Hypothetical. Yes. I have for some reason.
The last party we went to, Rod cooked a chili and spent too long cooking rice in the party.
I didn't do rice.
Remember.
Everyone remembers the rice, but I didn't do any.
Way too much rice.
Everyone's this week on WhatsApp.
It was a talking point.
On this week on WhatsApp, everybody's been accusing me about doing the rice wrong. I didn't even make rice. There was no rice. I would never make rice for 40 people. I'm not insane.
There's loads of photographs of Rod.
There's not no photographs
there's
of me.
There's photographs
and rice.
Of Rod holding rice at a party.
It's photographs of me up to my knees in a paddy field, isn't it? Collecting the rice. Look, the point is, if hypothetically I was asked to do the nibbles for a sex party, I would just go, just chuck crisps in a bowl. Nobody's going to care. They're not there for the day. I wouldn't go, I know, I'll spend the afternoon making samosas.
Well,
why would you do that?
If a member of your staff lived in your house, then you could just go to Iceland, here's 20 quid, shake a load of brown things on a tray. But you are so right, because the guy who charges a fiver in also has nibbles at all his gigs. And what he does is, and this is how you know he runs orgies, because this is perverse, he has a bowl of crisps on the table and he mixes two flavours in them.
Oh,
which I cannot
swinger.
Stand.
Yeah. That is swinger behaviour.
Mixing flavours is absolute swinger behaviour.
When we first moved to this house,
what?
We're in our basement now in London. When we first moved to this house, we met one of our neighbours, went to a party at the neighbour's house, and then some of the other neighbours came in and they introduced themselves as, "Hello, I'm so and so and so and so. We're swingers." And I totally believed them until a few months ago when we've got to know them really well and they got really dry sense of humour. But that was their opening gamble.
Oh,
but for months we were like, "Oh God, what are we?"
I believed them
say?
Until, so that's 3 years we believed them.
We
really.
Even had a game plan for if they asked us.
Yeah, I was going to get involved. Sian wasn't.
I wasn't.
That was the plan. Sian was going to do the samosas, weren't you? Sian was.
Do you know what? Genuinely, this is making me really crave samosas.
I know, I mean. Should we order some samosas?
Yeah.
This morning, Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford, we all know who they are, right?
I'm not sure who she is.
I can't picture her. I think she's it's his wife. Eamon's they work together. So, anyway, they went to a sex party, but they were thrown out before anything happened.
What did he do?
I don't know if they were thrown out as in you to get out before anything happens.
Yes.
Right, let's read on. We were thrown out before anything happened. That's the main quote. This morning, Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford at a sex party, ? Now, that's not an image we ever expected to conjure up in our minds. This is the news report I'm reading. Apparently, though, it did once actually happen. That's according to the couple themselves. Blah, 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 blah. Who revealed their NSFW experience.
What's NSFW?
Not safe for work.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means that, if you forward something a bit smutty, don't click on it in work in case your boss walks behind you.
No.
Oh, I see. I haven't had a job in long enough. Since the internet was around, I haven't really worked.
No.
Anyway, Eamon Holmes made the surprising revelation while chatting about it with guest Angela Griffin, who plays an organiser of high-class sex parties in Netflix's new thriller, White Lines. We should watch that. Mm. I assumed it... Oh, well, it probably is about cocaine. I assumed it was. I didn't realise it was about sex parties.
What's the White Lines for? Tans? Tan lines?
We went to a sex party, Eamon mischievously. I can't never say that.
Mischievously.
Eamon mischievously chimed in. As Ruth chuckled, right, so they're on this morning.
Eamon Holmes goes, "We went to a sex party." Mischievously, he says it.
Mischievously.
As Ruth, his wife, chuckled.
Yeah.
Her husband went on, "We were thrown out before anything happened." What? We went to the foreplay? We went...
Have you read this through?
No, of course not. I never read anything through right. before... Before we come down to the basement and put the mics on.
It sounds like they went to the snack section. And then Eamon's made a show of himself over some mini quiches. And they've clearly been asked to leave.
He said something about David Icke.
We will fit.
People are like, "Oh, can you get him out of here, please? Putting me right off."
Eamon Holmes was standing by a bowl of Bombay mix and he started yelling, "Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams." And they were asked to leave.
Legally, we've got to be careful. I'm not sure that happened.
Let's
he does say, let's stick to what he says. We were thrown out before anything happened. We went to the foreplay. We were filming for a series we were doing, and my wife, Ruth Langsford, said, "Get out of here before anything starts. Get out." Eamon also hinted, look how obtuse is this? How cryptic is this? Eamon also hinted that a very familiar face was in attendance, and then it says, though he couldn't recognise them.
What?
I mean, that's an odd sentence, isn't it?
That is an odd sentence.
Look over there, that incredibly familiar face. I don't recognise it.
They're in, surely they're in, like,
masks.
Attire, right?
Ah, Kiri. Masks. Kiri. You know what the interesting thing was? Said Eamon.
What?
They were all wearing masks and things, and we were filming, he explained. The organisers came up to us as we were leaving and said, "Oh, you can't mention who you saw here."
Oh.
Yeah, so it sounds a bit Nessa.
I know. Oh. Was it in Cardiff?
Oh. Oh. You can't mention who you saw here. I said, "Oh, well, I didn't see anyone." Then they said, the organiser of the party, "No, there's someone who works in TV who says you know them. You know them, and you've seen them here."
No way.
Ruth had a guess on who the mystery celebrity was, joking, "Wow." Let's just...
What?
Leave that there.
No, just look
nobody
at
likes,
it now.
Nobody likes to stumble across their own name in print. Was it me? Yeah, it was. It was me all along. Of course, I was at the sex party with Eamon Holmes. I mean, nothing happened. Just a bit of foreplay. I had a samosa. I noshed somebody off and then I came straight home. Story number two. Clever stray cat leads woman into shop and then points to the food he wants.
Oh.
Got a picture of him here. He's in Mexico. Right, there he is, look. I mean, arguably he's in a shop and he's touching cat food.
Show Kiri.
Show Kiri on the screen there. Kiri's joining us on Skype or Zoom or whatever it is. Look, can you see
can
him there?
That's very cute.
It's so
there
cute.
He is.
Yeah, really cute.
This woman couldn't believe her eyes when a little stray cat in Mexico led her into a shop and pointed out pet food. Everyone knows the extreme... Have you got a cat, Kiri?
I have got a cat, yeah.
Have you?
Yes, he's slightly obsessed with trying to kill everything that lives in our house or near our house. So, yeah, and especially if it's endangered. So he's got his eye on a red squirrel that's just joined us in the garden.
A red squirrel?
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, we've got one that started coming down to the bird feeder the other day. And we've also got a one-legged pheasant who comes. And then what happened is...
I tell you what... Can I put a bit of money on who's going to go first?
Well,
50p on the pheasant. I got in there before you did.
Well, this
actually
what
50p.
Happened?
What am I on about? 100 quid. 50p.
You're doing quite well though.
The squirrel.
A one-legged pheasant.
I'd been in there for sort of like 5 minutes. The one-legged pheasant has been coming up every day for months. And the squirrel
But for the first few months, he was a two-legged pheasant.
That's true.
Sorry.
It's because they fight in spring and it hurt his leg. The squirrel came down and just immediately scissor kicked the pheasant in the head. And so the pheasant is now scared to come back into the garden in case the squirrel is there.
What a weird... It's like the fox, the chicken and the grain, this.
squirrel, the cat, and the one-legged pheasant. What was that again? The one-legged pheasant was near the bird feeder. The squirrel kicked him in the face.
Scissor kick.
What was the cat? Scissor kick.
Yeah, it's really good.
Was it really a scissor kick, or have you sort of?
Yeah, no, it was. I'll send you a video after this.
What, of a scissor kick?
Yeah, I promise you, it's definitely a scissor kick.
Does he put his like front legs up?
Yeah,
in the
he did.
Air
he did the
like
whole
Bruce Lee.
The crane thing from Karate Kid on one leg.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. So can we get a picture of the squirrel scissor kick for the social media for the
you
kids?
You can get a whole video of it.
Really?
A whole video. Or do
a
you know
video.
What? Someone, also, I put it on the, up on my, the old social meds, and someone said, do you know that grey squirrels don't exist on Anglesey? And I was like, fucking bullshit, because where I went to primary school was full of grey squirrels. Turns out, since 2013, they've eradicated them from the island. I think
there's
it was
no
like
grey squirrels on Anglesey.
No, there used to be loads, especially
everywhere.
Near in like Llansadwrn, where I went to school. There used to be absolutely loads, and then what happened is they tried, because obviously they're pests. They tried to get rid of them, and then as this was happening, apparently some disease swept through the grey squirrel population. But that is what I would say if I was a squirrel eugenicist and I wanted to wipe out one strain.
Council disease.
Yes, exactly.
How did they wipe out the grey ones and not the red ones?
They shot them.
Flipping out.
Okay. I was going to say, how do you get some sophisticated thing that can distinguish between the thing? Are they different species? What is it? What, are you just have a look. Is it a grey or red?
The grey
ones. It's grey. Bang.
Our garden was full of squirrels. We've put up a nice anti-squirrel feeder.
Yeah. What we did was, rather than blow their brains out with guns, what we did was put up a feeder that the squirrels can't use. It's brilliant, and I was going to recommend it to you, but I didn't realise that your local council had literally blown the shit out of the squirrels on the island.
You and your big London ideas.
Yeah, it's a bit more sophisticated down here.
We'll solve our problems with a gun up on Anglesey, thank you very much.
It's like the Deep South for you, isn't it? Andy Askins, a comedian friend of ours, I saw a thing he put online the other day where he started building, I don't know what they are, squirrel tables, whatever those are, but to attract squirrels to his garden. He loves them.
Why would you want to do that, though?
I don't know. Let's give him a ring. Barry, give Andy Askins a ring. Find out what the hell he's doing.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Doing. There he is.
Hello.
Hi, mate.
Hiya, Rod. How are you? How are you doing?
All right. I saw a video that you'd posted that you'd, while comedy was, there's a little bit of a lull in the comedy industry, I saw that you'd been making squirrel tables. That's why we were ringing.
Oh, squirrel tables, yeah.
Tell us about the squirrel tables.
Tell us about the squirrel tables.
All it was Julie saw one online in America, and she said, would you make me a squirrel table? And we've got a lovely little garden, and there's lots of wildlife. So I thought I'd see if I could attract the wildlife. So yeah, I started making squirrel tables for my neighbours and stuff, and they all love them.
can you just for anybody that isn't quite sure what a squirrel
table is?
It's, you know, one of those benches you get outside of a country pub. It's just, it's literally all attached together. So it's a miniature one of those, but it's you attach it to your fence, and the squirrels, if you get, I mean, if you get it right, I mean, they will sit at the picnic table and eat the nuts. But
Hang on a minute. Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
When you say it's like a picnic table at a pub, we've got one in our garden. I know what you're talking about. It's got a seat and then the table part. And often a little hole for an umbrella. Are you telling me the squirrels will sit at the seat bit and lean onto the table and eat off the table?
They will. And do you know what's you won't believe this, but they actually...
I don't believe it.
Well, it's very rude, but they put their elbows on the table when they're eating.
No, they don't.
I got to having an arm wrestle the other day. Well, when we lived on the Isle of Wight, they were very tame. We had red squirrels on the Isle of Wight, and you could actually hand feed them. You could literally hold your hand out, they'd come and take the nuts.
Why do they need a table to sit at?
They don't. It's just a bit of luxury. I mean, I mean, some people said I was daft for making the hampers up for the badgers.
Hey Andy, have you had any red squirrels come and use your tables?
No, you don't see them on the mainland. Yeah, it's, I think you can get 5 years in prison on the Isle of Wight if you're caught with a grey squirrel.
Caught doing what with a grey squirrel? If you're caught just being with a grey squirrel, you get 5 years in prison.
Hanging out with it,
taking it on the Isle of Wight. You're not allowed to take squirrels on the Isle of Wight.
Honestly. If you just got seen near one, you get 5 years in prison. God, it's weird, the Isle of Wight, isn't it?
We don't live there anymore.
You've been hounded out of the island, haven't you?
You can hang out with grey squirrels as much as you want.
So that's the second story, the cat who points at the cat food. Takes people into the shop and points at the cat food.
Rosie would definitely do that.
Rosie isn't capable of doing that.
Of course she is.
She's not.
She tells me when she wants an egg.
Rosie is thick as shit.
I know.
Right.
I'm not saying she does it intelligently, but she does tell me when she wants an egg.
Third story.
Okay.
She doesn't tell you that she wants an egg specifically.
She does eyes.
Hang on a minute.
I want egg eyes.
Rosie, our dog, tells you with her eyes that she wants an egg.
Egg eyes. Must have seen egg eyes.
Come on.
I think you're doing quite a lot of the work in this
no.
in this communicative arrangement.
No, I know.
So Rosie's eyes, she looks at you and you go,
she's going, I want an egg.
What's that? You want an egg?
I want an egg.
You know, there was a serial killer who thought a dog was telling him to do things.
Really? Was there?
Yeah. David Berkovich, son of Sam, he thought next door's Labrador was telling him to kill people.
Yeah, and even that is much more likely.
What, than Rosie wanting an egg?
I think it's much more believable that you go, what's that, the Labrador's telling you to kill people? Then you go, what's that? Your miniature Labradoodle is telling you she wants an egg.
It happens every day.
Honestly, we need to get you...
What?
Get you in as fast as we can, I think. You need another one of your checks.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Drake, do you know who he is?
Yes.
Not the Labrador. No, I knew that. We used to live on a street where there was a Labrador called Drake. I knew if I said Drake that you would think it was about him.
Yeah.
Not him. The other one.
Right.
Rapper Drake sleeps on a mattress that costs $314,000, 84 grand more than the average house in England. His lavish bed also includes a whiskey and champagne bar built into the headboard.
I've got a new mattress coming tomorrow and I'm so excited about it.
Have you?
Yeah, big news.
Is it nice?
Where's the mattress from?
I'm going to use a brand name. It's a Simba mattress.
I've heard of them. Aren't they memory foam?
Yeah, but they're a mix because I believe in dual. Because memory foam just after a while go like a bowl,
too hot.
I think.
Too hot.
Too hot. You get heat rash.
Yeah. So we've gone for that because they let you have it for, I think, a year. And then if you don't like it, you can send it back.
Jesus Christ. And you imagine how many people have had that mattress before you're buying
it.
I know. First thing I'm going to do is get a blue light on that mattress and see what we're dealing with. It's like a Jackson Pollock under that light.
On that note, I was just remembered that years ago, when I must have been a little bit harder up than I am now, I can remember a mate of mine who used to wet the bed. And this isn't as long ago as I would like it to be. I was probably in my 30s. But a mate of mine used to wet the bed, like, on a regular basis.
Right.
Because they were drunk or because they had blood problems?
Yeah, because he was drunk. Yeah. Every time he got drunk, he used to wet the bed. And his girlfriend made him throw the mattress out in the end.
Right. In the end.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, you don't throw it out first offence, do you?
No.
You let it dry and you put it outside. Maybe you do that. Anyway, this had gone on for a few years.
Oh, God.
And
get
then,
some plastic sheets.
But it was a good quality mattress.
Right.
And then I was round there when she finally lost it. And I went, I'll have that. Don't throw that out. I'll have that.
No.
We slept on that.
I had it for the next 2 years.
We slept on that.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was before your time, that.
No.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that you woke up the next day with all that ammonia knocking around in there.
You couldn't really smell it, could you?
Getting headaches.
Like a rat's cage. I can't believe you made me sleep on a mattress that was just covered in someone else's wee.
I didn't make you sleep on a mattress covered
in
somebody else's
wee. Well, you didn't tell me.
I did tell you.
When? At what point of the first date?
I can't give you the date, but I told you.
You can't give me the date.
I said, by the way, when we go to bed tonight, the mattress, it was on pallets. It was on those pallets you get out the back of a shop. I remember that.
That wasn't the part of the serenade. You did not go, by the way.
I think I did. I
when
did
we go
you.
To bed tonight, there will be
on
other,
top of a pallet.
Someone else's urine.
Look, I was skint. I had a bed made out of pallets that I got from the back of a shop. I was pretty skint to that, but why else would I take a friend's piss-sodden mattress and use it as my own when they were binning it?
Because you're insane.
How much is the mattress? $49.99?
A stranger's piss.
It's what? For A, it's not a stranger.
That doesn't make it any better.
It does make it very better. What? His name is I've known him all my life since I was a kid, and he was at our wedding. You've met him. It's not a stranger's piss at all. It's quite a good friend's piss, actually.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
It does.
Oh, yeah, let's have an early night.
Drake sleeps on a £314,000 mattress. Let's find out a bit more, shall we? The mattress is made by Swedish company, something I can't read, Harstens? I can't read. I don't want to get it wrong.
I bet you it's nice,
Harstens. What, for £314,000?
Yeah.
It's got to be all right, isn't it?
What do you reckon it's like?
Well, shall I read on?
Yeah.
The mattress is made by a Swedish company, and Drake is the only person in the world to own the Grand Vividus mattress. That's the name of it. It took four people 600 hours...
to carry it up the stairs?
No. He's not Rapunzel.
No, he lives in a really high up flat.
They'd have a lift. Surely Drake... You think he lives in a building with no lift for 314 grand mattress?
Yeah.
With 600 people in brown coats trying to get it up the stairs.
The
to
PG
you,
chips.
To me. It took four people. Oh, sorry, 600 hours, not 600 people.
Yeah.
I got that slightly wrong. It took four people 600 hours to make the horsehair mattress. Horsehair. That's kind of, I don't know, I'd be allergic to that. A 33-year-old Canadian worth 120 million quid is the only person in the world, I've said this once, to own the Grand Vividus model, which he says, in inverted commas, lets you float. Drake's extravagant sleeping arrangements were revealed in a feature for Architectural Digest. It says of the luxury bed, the headboard accented with antique mirror and Chanel tufted leather encompasses a whiskey and champagne bar on the reverse side.
The reverse side?
On the back, yeah.
So he sleeps with his bed out.
He's probably not like us, where you've got your bed jammed up against the wall and down the back of it there's old tissues and Rosie's balls of fur.
I'm just on the website looking at it now.
Are you?
Are you?
Yeah. And,
oh, we'll put a picture up of Drake's 314 grand mattress. Is it the bed and the mattress or just the mattress?
It's a bed and the bit underneath. What's that called?
Divan base.
A divan base. Which seems to me...
Or it could be slatted.
Where you keep like catalogues and shit.
Well, yes. There's a handle on it which suggests to me that's where he keeps his spare pillows and things like that.
Yes.
Or Christmas decorations.
Yes.
And Or
catalogues. I mean, that's what all young boys keep under their mattresses, catalogues. It was in the 70s. Is yours, the one you getting delivered, Kiri, is it quite pricey? Have you gone for like, you know, have you splashed out on
a mattress? Put it this way, have you taken it from someone's house who's been pissing in it for 6 years?
No, because you could have paid more for that, and we didn't want to push out the boat too much. And I said, you get me drunk enough, I'll piss on it myself. Well, what we've done is I said we should go for the one that has the biggest discount, and it's got a 10-year warranty. So
that's,
I was like,
great.
Well, this is fine. And
you'll never use that, though. You'll never use that. What are you going to say? What circumstances would you take a mattress back?
I would happily phone Simba Mattresses, other mattresses are available.
Okay, I'll be the customer services, okay. Or I'll be the insurance company on your mattress thing. Right? Now bear in mind that insurance companies tend to wriggle a bit. Okay. Hello, Simba Mattresses.
Hello there. I'm calling up. I've had a Simba mattress for around about 9.5 years now. We've had it serviced. We've got a full service history with it. And it is a 10-year warranty.
When you say
warranty.
You've had it serviced, what do you mean?
So the Simba representatives sort of came over and checked that we were looking after it, and they said everything was okay. So we've had that signed off.
We don't have any representatives who come out to people's houses and ask you if you've looked after it and check that everything's okay.
Then who has been sleeping with us 2 days a year for the past 9.5 years?
I don't know. I think that's a question that you need to ask yourself. Other people in your household, but anybody in their right mind wouldn't let somebody into the house going, I've come to check your mattress, I'm from the mattress company.
But he had a clipboard with a logo on the back
of
it.
Yeah, they are. You can get them in Ryman's.
They're very sophisticated.
2 minutes
these
on the
days.
Internet and Ryman's will sort that out.
So are you saying that... What's
I'm
happened?
Saying... that you're lying about having a representative from our mattress company coming out and checking your fucking mattress.
No, this person is a victim of fraud.
What person?
This person on the phone.
What, Kiri?
Yeah.
How do we start talking about this?
I don't know.
You said you're getting a new mattress.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, of course.
Oh, no.
Straight.
Oh, yeah.
It's a non-story that we
is
just talked about
Holmes
for an hour.
Ago?
What?
What was it about? Oh,
it's
Drake.
So... That's got to be the most expensive bed in the... Can you Google it? Can you have a look?
Okay, hang on. No.
Put expensive beds.
It's not, actually, because Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have got one for £750,000.
Pounds.
Pounds.
Oh, my God. I've never... 750 grand on a bed.
Yeah.
I've never seen the Kardashians.
No, I've never seen either.
Oh, you know what we should call about this?
Who?
Bloody Shazia Mirza.
Yeah?
She did a show in Edinburgh called, What About the Kardashians? Carry On Up the Kardashians. The Kardashians. Kardashians Made Me Do It. The Kardashians Made Me Do It.
Yeah.
Well, she'll know about the Kardashians bed, surely. Give her a ring, Barry. Hi, Shazia.
Hey,
can you hear us?
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
Why we're calling you, Shazia, apart from it's lovely to see you.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, I just agreed to it because I haven't seen anybody for weeks and I'm really bored.
What have you been doing then, Shazia? Who have you been seeing? What have you been doing?
Oh, I have been eating a lot. I have been getting fat, grey and hairy. I've had loads of Zoom calls and I had real difficulty trying to cover my roots. You know, like ran out of mascara, hair dye. And then it got really desperate last week and I had to use shoe polish.
Have you really?
It's did you
not
really?
A joke. I had to use shoe polish.
What did you use? Kiwi?
And I don't have shoe polish in the house. So I went to Sainsbury's and it was lucky for me, they had a special offer on for 3 for £1. And I bought 3.
What have you got there, Kiwi?
Look at that one. It's the one that buffs it. You know, that old school...
The thing is, they didn't have black, so I had to get cherry blossom.
Wow.
Hang on a minute, Shazia.
I don't know how I'm going to put this on. So I actually bought a shoe brush.
Oh, my word. You were holding up a selection of shoe products.
It was really hot that day.
Oh my
and
God.
I was on a Zoom call and it started melting down my face.
How many cans have you got of shoe polish?
It was like 3 for £1 and you got one extra.
Yeah, most people would have just bought £1's worth, I think.
The funny thing was, it was an interview with Mark Kermode for the film, the film critic.
Yeah.
One of my favourite films.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting by this wallpaper with this shoe polish melting down my face. And he's like, are you okay there?
I'm like, everything. Yeah, I'm great.
That is amazing.
Oh, why, no.
We had to redo it. We had to redo the interview because my face was all cherry blossom.
Why didn't you get hair dye?
Yeah.
You went out to buy this.
They'd run out of hair dye.
Have they?
They had blonde, but they had no other shades. And that L'Oreal spray that Eva Longoria keeps using.
Hey, I tell you what, though. You said about Eva Longoria. I knew you were the right person to ring. I knew it. Because the story we're ringing you about, right? The story we're ringing you about is apparently Drake has got a £314,000 mattress. It would go well with your parents' wallpaper there. That would really...
Come to Birmingham. You can get one on the street for free. You go down the streets in Birmingham. There's one on every corner. I don't know why people dispose of their mattresses on street corners, but Birmingham is full of it.
Hey, listen, Drake's mattress is £314,000, apparently, right? It's got a champagne bar, whiskey bar, all built into the headboard.
Around the back.
And I thought, oh, that's got to be the most expensive bed in the world. But I just Googled it and... Apparently, this is where you come in, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spent $750,000 on their bed. And I thought, who would know about this? You did a show about the Kardashians in Edinburgh.
The thing is, Rod, the size of her arse. You do need a mattress that is going to contain that. You can't go down IKEA and get your normal, you know, 199, 199 mattress. It won't take the size. It won't take the weight of the arse. I'm telling you.
How many has she got through to get to this bed where she goes, yeah, I can sit on this without it actually warping? And like,
she's banned from dreams. She's not allowed to test them.
The front of her house is just full of mattresses with arse shapes in them. Just like, well, that's that's.
Didn't you do a show in Edinburgh about the Kardashians? The Kardashians made me do it.
But it was actually about ISIS.
Okay.
Was it? I knew you were the right person to ring.
I tell you what, I got some Kardashian fans in that were really disappointed. It's going to be about celebrity, and it was about ISIS. That's what it was about.
I should have checked.
You should have checked. They should have checked. Because when the three girls from Bethnal Green went to go and join ISIS, they were taken into the government, and the government said, why have your daughter's gone to join ISIS? And the sister said, I can't understand why she's gone. She used to watch the Kardashians.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. That's where the title came from.
Have you seen the Kardashians?
No. Yeah, and I was watching it the other night on E. And actually, you know what? It can get quite interesting.
You mean you were watching it on E4 or you were on E?
No. There's E4.
No wonder you're enjoying it.
Exactly.
I'm watching Big Brother tonight on E4. Have you been watching that?
No. Is Big Brother still on? Like, is it on?
No, it's the best. It's the best 20 years.
I really... Listen, it first started, I loved Big Brother.
I don't care. I am not being locked down in a house where we're not really supposed to go anywhere, watching other people being locked down in a different house for an experiment.
Oh, come on.
That's too much.
You're such a snob, Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Nor the Kardashians.
Yeah, but that's...
I've never seen I'm a Celebrity, nor the Kardashians, nor Big Brother, nor... Falcon Crest. There we go.
That's so weird. Today I was watching repeats of Heart to Heart.
Bloody hell.
Did you see Heart to Heart? Have you ever seen Heart to Heart?
No.
I really like Heart to Heart.
Yeah, it was on Sony Channel 157, Jonathan and Jennifer Hart. And it was really good.
Iconic opening as well with the, that's Mr. Hart, a self-made millionaire. That's Mrs. Hart. She's beautiful. And when they met, it was murder. That was the beginning.
That's exactly
Is that all she's described as? Beautiful.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
She's a woman who knows how to take care of herself.
Right. And
what's that? She knows you shouldn't use shoe polish on your head. You won't find her at the cobbler's doing her hair.
Cobbler's.
Right, I think that is all we've got time for.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening. Thanks to special guest Kiri Pritchard-McLean.
Guys, I've had a proper laugh. Thank you very much for having me.
And our producer, Barry Castagnola.
And thank you to Shazia Mirza and Andy Askin.
Don't forget, you can find us on social media at The Froth Podcast, where you can contact us about anything. And there is extra froth at The Froth Podcast.
And don't forget to like and subscribe and to rate us at 5 stars if you want, and just tell everyone you know.
Exactly. Tell everyone you know if you enjoyed it. And tune in next week. The Froth is a Llanbobble Vision production produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.